friendship. It is very important to foster our interpersonal relationships, the signs of our common love for one another. This so impressed people around the first Christian community so that many were drawn to the Lord by their testimony. The following resources are meant to enhance interpersonal relationships among the members of your group and to foster true friendship in the Lord: solidarity, understanding, and concern for one another. Special care and attention must be given to every person. On the other hand, there is a permanent danger that loving Christian relations may be misinterpreted by some immature members of the group as a door to sexual relations. The youth leader or animator must zealously oversee this type of development and advise wisely the persons involved so that this danger may be avoided in time. Our whole ministry should foster true Christian marriages and families, and the way to that end starts now in a life of chastity, good formation, healthy friendly relations, and the practice of family values. The youth chaplain should be well informed about any difficult situation. Celebrate the important events in the life of your members. Celebrate birthdays. Play together some table games or group games when starting your meetings. Promote solidarity and mutual help through Njangi, but watch out. If there is no honesty, this activity shall destroy the group. Handle with care. Visit the sick members in the hospital or when they are having family celebrations. Through faith sharing, increase the interpersonal knowledge of all members. Parties, dances, and common meals only for the group. Excursions, youth camps, and days of recreation together. Sports, table games, watching television, or shows together. Communication. Communication inside the group and with the rest of the parish school diocese enhances our sense of common purpose, encourages us in our fidelity to the Lord through communal testimony, and gives us ideas to improve what we are doing. These are some of the possibilities at hand. Reports of activities to the general group by committees or persons who have been given a special task. Have a group bulletin or board in the room where you meet to paste or post your papers, letters, pictures. Produce a group or parish youth newsletter, maybe once a month, in the context of the PYC. Send reports to other groups, the Federation, other persons, magazines, and newspapers. Foster letter writing when members are away. Read their answers in the group. Have the members tell the stories of their vacations, visits to relatives. Always plan and evaluate together, discerning your activities as a group and making decisions after all people have expressed their own idea. Charity service. A group which does not care for the poor and the needy is forgetting the fact that the Lord is present in those who suffer, and, as Saint John says, no one can love God whom he has not seen if he does not love his brother whom he has seen, 1 John 4:20. What can we do, then, to show our love for others? Here are some suggestions. Helping in various services in the parish, like sweeping the church, dusting the benches, cleaning the compound, cutting the grass. Visiting the poor of the parish or quarter to bring them some food, clothes, firewood. Visiting the sick, old, and homebound to share with them some time, to perform some chores in their houses if they are unable to work, to pray with them. Denouncing the situations of abuse, oppression, extreme poverty, that we encounter around. Starting development project to look for systematic ways to end suffering and poverty. Planning. Without planning, there is little or no growth and development. And good planning is half the work done. What can we do about it? Write your annual plan. Parish leadership courses will let you know more about how to set goals and targets. Make a clear calendar of activities every month. You may follow the monthly planning sheet attached. Be in contact with your parish priests to avoid collision of activities with other groups. Make a clear agenda for every activity or meeting. Distribute well the responsibilities of every member. Finances. The well-known dictum "God helps those who help themselves" is not to be found in the scriptures, and yet, many people quote it because it contains a wonderful insight. What can we do to become self-reliant and be able to finance our numerous activities and needs? Annual fee of 100 francs for the PYC and the group. Cultural activities, dramas, singing, sketches. Opening of dishes. Bazaars, rosettes. Dances, usually tea time dances. All night dances are dangerous in many moral aspects and must be held always with strong supervision. Group farm, if taken seriously, it may produce more income than all the other activities, and our farm gives us a chance to prove the quality of our commitment. Production of handicrafts for sale. Hiring ourselves as group for a job, cutting grass, weeding, molding blocks, digging stumps. Taking contracts in parish construction projects. Passing a secret bag at the end of your meetings. Patrons and matrons of the group. General donations of every individual during a group's A Harvest Thanksgiving collection at